But in this segment, we will be joined by some of our friends. Corby is still with us.
Hello.
What time did you go to bed last night?
Right before 1.
Okay. That's about when the broadcast shut down for the night.
12:35 or so, yeah.
And we have bigger plans for tonight. I'm going to be doing Coast to Coast at sunset, and then I understand there could be a rant reunion and then maybe a very deep night ticket run, maybe to 5:30. Are you going to be a part of that?
I've never done the 5:30 thing, so I cannot say whether or not that's going to happen.
The only person who's ever done it is George, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Made it all the way through the
all-night trucker show.
Unreal.
Also with us is Bob. Again, hi, Bob. Making his second appearance on the show this morning.
Oh, no.
Oh, Killer's cooking.
Oh, yeah.
We can't blame him. We can't blame him.
Stand by.
Norm is on the patio with us. Bob. He's having breakfast.
Hello, hello.
I saw Gen X Davey inside. So everybody is milling about this morning. Well, last night I thought we had a great time, a lot of fun on the late night ticket and deep night ticket. Broadcasting here from the porch after dinner, which was provided by Zalot Pizza, which was great, by the way. Mm-hmm. We all kind of scattered. I went upstairs, took a shower, and when I came back down, it was 7:30 or so, and everybody was on the air, so I jumped on. We got going early. You know, a lot of times we'll have dinner,
there's
and then
a break.
We don't get going till 9. But
well, you know the reason why is because Dan McDowell. So Dan, yes, we typically take a 7 to 8 break before we do anything.
Yeah.
Well, Dan wanted to go on at 7 so he could peel off and go to bed.
Ah, okay.
He wanted to be part of the nighttime show, but not too much part of it.
Okay.
And so he was in bed, his COVID body.
This new schedule just blows my mind.
It's COVID, dude.
It's suspicious.
It is weird. But, I mean, his body was wrecked by a disease.
Yeah.
Well.
Poor Dan.
He was on with us during Muse this morning, and he used to be the last guy up. He might sleep till 10 or 11 if we let him.
He would. He would go back to bed after Gordon woke him up.
Yeah. So anyway, we had fun starting around 7 last night, took a little break for 20 or 30 minutes, but got going again. And we were just about all of us on at the same time till about 11:30, 12, 12:15. It finally got shut down. I went to bed about 11:30. But we took some calls, told a lot of funny stories. And at one point, a caller called in and said, I got a hypothetical for you guys. You get 10 extra years added on to your life, but for every 10 years you choose to accept, one random person dies.
Yeah. Not someone in your orbit.
Right.
Just someone on the planet dies.
Right. I said, absolutely not. You couldn't live with that guilt, your extra 10 years. You would know every moment of every day that it took someone else's life, and you don't know who that person might have been. Yeah, maybe it was a bad person. Still a human life, but maybe it was a child, maybe it was a grandma. There's no way I could take that. But most of you guys seem to want to take the hypothetical.
Well, we yeah, because
Corby started thinking about living forever. And
it could have been though. They could have knocked off someone that was going to die the next day anyway. But it could have been a 2-year-old,
right?
So
could have been Hitler.
Well,
we opened it up to that later.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, later somebody added the, well, what if it could be anybody in history is the one person that dies.
And which doesn't make sense.
Right.
No.
Because that creates the whole, you would change the course of history perhaps. Well, you would, definitely, no matter what, if it was somebody from the past. But then as we're talking about this, Corby uses a very strange term, and it ended up causing you to laugh. You said about the hardest that you've ever laughed, and this is what it sounded like.
You're right. It could be anyone in history, and you drew Hitler. Oh, my
who
God.
Said
like, and but they're like, shut up. But they're like, they don't even know. It's like, you know, they press a button and a card comes out, and you're like, oh, you're not going to believe this.
Or it could have been
you got a Hitler.
It could have been a caveman mauled by a saber-toothed tiger when
right.
it was like
right.
a month old.
I would take that chance.
But that could have been
with
your
past
ancestor,
people.
And then you wouldn't have happened.
With past people?
Yeah, so, no, you couldn't take that chance because it
Corby
could.
Corby doesn't understand that.
It could so.
He calls them past people.
You
I don't know where they are now.
Butterfly effect.
Yeah, you couldn't do that. You don't know how it would change history.
Where do people from the old movies go?
So out of touch.
Past people.
Oh my God.
Okay, on that note, let's take a break. We'll come back.
I'll never see them again.
with more deep night ticket.
We'll allow you one.
Past people.
Yeah.
Guy, you were cry laughing.
Oh my God.
I forgot that the other element of that is that you only understood through movies. That there were people and there were people from other nations. That's just from movies.
These weird ideas Hollywood had.
Where did they all go?
These alternate universes that the movies create for you.
They just dreamt up Asia.
Yeah.
The fictional lands of Asia.
Spielberg nailed it again, man.
Gosh,
as you review your work, is that the first time you've ever used the term past people?
Past people?
Yes. Past people.
It's a great band name.
Yeah, it's not bad.
I don't know, man.
Well, several people on the round table were under the influence of either alcohol.
Check.
Or edibles? Did that
happen?
It's
legal in the state we're in right now.
Yes.
We need to point that out.
Did that happen?
Uh-huh.
I know they were teasing the edible hour.
Yeah, allegedly.
It's confirmed allegedly.
Right.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah.
So there was probably some extra giggling.
That's what brought out past people.
Yeah.
Right, yeah.
Past your philosophical musings on past people was inspired by...
Gen X Davey is also with us.
He is. Yay! Davey. This is Davey's first compound.
I feel terrible.
Why?
I am not used to that much brown drink.
Oh no. Our title sponsor is Woodford Reserve.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So none of us drink responsibly.
None of us are driving.
You forgot to drink responsibly.
Yeah, I think I can more consistently had a beverage in my hand than anyone else last night. I might have gone a little too hard.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, and he was doing it just pouring the Woodford into a glass. What do you call that? Neat,
yeah.
Mm. Yeah, and just kind of casually sipping on it,
okay.
Which is kind of a baller move.
You know.
That is pretty baller.
It's very Old West.
Yeah, <You know? laughs> very.
That explains
a lot of past people did that.
Yeah, a lot
of past people.
I was inspired by the past people.
In the past people movies.
This is for you, past people.
So you had a restless night's sleep.
Once I actually fell asleep, I slept okay, but I didn't sleep very long.
Yeah.
Man, I
was
slept
up at 6
like a rock.
I kind of did too.
Congrats.
These guys struggled, but I did
too. Yeah, I struggled.
Yeah.
I woke up once to wee wee and to check what time it was. But other than that, man, I was out. I like to sleep.
George and I have had
we
opposite
pee together.
Sleep paths in our lives. He used to be able to fall asleep anytime, anywhere, and then sleep solidly the whole way through. And I used to be a really light sleeper and needed, you know, my pillow and all of that. Now, last 10 years, I can sleep on anything, anywhere, anytime, and I'm out and I sleep hard. And he's now struggling. He needs his hospital bed.
Yeah. I really do. I've gotten so spoiled.
Tilt-a-bed.
Yeah, it's the right angle and then the right feepy number to go feepy.
I think if I'm
Oh,
sorry.
Dear.
If I'm tired enough, I can still sleep on the floor with just a pillow. But I'm worried that day is coming where I'm going to need
hospital
perfect
bed.
Number.
Yeah.
Do you and your wife sleep at the same angle?
No, we have the one with the divider down the middle so she can be
like
at
a
an
partition
angle.
Where she feels safe at night.
No, there's not a partition.
Like in a limo.
But it does give you the option, though. You have a
privacy
different sleep number. Different sleep number on both sides.
George
and,
can't cow blaster.
Are you higher up than her?
There's no such thing as cow blasting.
that I know of.
Are you higher up than her?
Yeah.
So if
elevate the head,
so you didn't have the partition,
if you could roll off and onto her.
Yeah, yeah, you would kill her.
Yeah,
you would kill her if you didn't have the partition. You would just drop right on her.
Yeah, or the harness.
Not up that high.
Yeah, it's or nice. that's a good, you know, sex move.
It seems like more and more, like more.
You know, that's what they did. Hugh Hefner did. Did you ever read about the final years of Hugh Hefner?
No.
No.
He would insist on making love to whatever young wife he had at the time, and he had a harness system that would lower him and raise him on top of her.
I don't believe now about calling
like
him out.
Each pump?
I think so, yeah.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah, it was some kind of mechanical hydraulic lift that he was
that
on.
That could not have been enjoyable for her.
Oh, no, of course not.
All the noise of the lift.
Yeah, the lift, was the rattling of the
I feel good about calling him out back in the day, and I was on an island.
What do you mean?
I used to call him out and just being the biggest creep in the world, and you guys were like, "What? He's the greatest human on earth, man.
Okay,
he's
numbers
young wives,
this
and he's the best
completely
ever.
He's boning everything, man. You used to say that.
What?
Oh, he bones everyone.
First of all, I've never talked that way.
No disrespect.
That's you and your whole ilk talks that way.
Uh-huh.
It is creepy how the wives had that e-show.
Yeah.
Everybody was fine with it.
They weren't,
he
though.
He was such a creep.
They were not fine with it.
Everybody pretended to be fine
that
with
was
it.
The biggest dog and pony show ever. Yeah, they were traumatized by that creep.
Yes.
And then, so in 2003, maybe, the Super Bowl was in San Diego. And I think this was a Woodford thing. They got me into the Playboy party.
Nice.
And me and Danny Lowry, if you remember Danny.
Young yeah, Danny.
Little Danny Lowry.
No, that was in Houston.
No. It was definitely in San Diego.
Okay.
And
Baltimore?
Like the party was, it was cool. I mean, the food was absolutely amazing. But
was
it
he
was
there?
Like, yeah, yeah. That's what I was getting to. So they had, like, you know, naked women, the naked sushi ladies, where they were just laying there for hours, and you would pick the sushi off of them.
Oh,
what?
Wow.
Go ahead.
Sugar mamas.
Just do it.
No, I don't have anything.
Yeah,
I'm
you
just
do.
Saying.
Uh-huh.
Chopsticks.
I would have refused
stuck.
To have gone to something like that. That's just
right, right. But yeah, so he got out there and danced with those three
gross
gals at the time. But he had his robe on, you know, and it was very, the dancing was so, it was a combination of
sensual,
like sensual. Elaine from Seinfeld, you know, like the really awkward, but every move
kind of the
was
Trump move. The
yeah, yes.
Was he wearing his captain's hat?
Yeah, I think he was, and he just, you know, just
gross.
<God. laughs> It's gross seeing Corby dance like that.
But you couldn't take your eyes off of him, and you know they were
Snatch?
Acting like they were really into it. The girls were, you know,
gross.
And just
George can't stand that
falling out of their dress. And
was he tiny?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Thought so.
Like 5'6"?
I don't know. That's the other thing, is that there were so many roped-off areas. Like, there was the roped-off, and then roped-off within the roped-off, and then it got smaller and smaller, and his circle was tiny where he and his harem could hang out. But, yeah, you just kind of stared at him for, like, 30 minutes. Finally, I'm like, I got to get out of here. This is ridiculous.
Yuck.
Could yeah. he dunk?
No, they didn't set up a basketball hoop.
Is his daughter
where he's
still
hydraulically lifted so he can jump?
Yeah.
Jumps from the free throw line.
Does his daughter
just
still run the magazine?
I don't know if the magazine
still
even
still
exists.
Magazine?
Remember, they went,
I think
went,
it's digital, right?
They
now?
Went clothed. Remember
yeah,
that was,
yeah, they, yeah. They went clothed and online.
Yeah, I don't know if that thing exists, which if you would have told any of us in like
never
1975 or 1985.
Norm is wanting.
No, no,
she
just bought one yesterday.
Keep going, Corby.
If you would have,
can I hear more about the hydraulic lift system?
But if you would have told us that magazine would not exist, like right. that was it.
Right.
And if you knew a dad that had that.
Holy grail.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Like, oh, my God, it's just going to it's the bathroom and
so
all the
so creepy.
Their parents are going to the movies. We all got to go to his house.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you remember the first time that you saw some friend's dad's Playboys?
Or worse.
Or was it your dad's? Did your dad have those?
No, my dad didn't have them. No. I know it was, and it was very stereotypical. It was out in the woods type thing.
Yeah.
You know, like someone, the neighborhood porn stash. Did y'all have that?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
How is that?
Why is it out in the woods?
I don't know.
Well, we built forts, and that's where you would store things like that, or just like random cigars that maybe you found.
It's like Raiders of the Lost Ark.
But we found something that was just like out in the woods, just one magazine laying. There's no fort or anything around it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, vagrants walking through the woods and throwing them away.
And ours was, the one that we found was not a Playboy.
Yeah,
we had that
first one
too.
I saw was much a real stuff. Off-brand like Wii or something like that.
Yeah.
I found my first exposure was finding one page that was torn out of one of those magazines.
Oh, I hate this story.
On a playground.
This makes me so tense.
And I can still see the model, I'll call her, beautiful. And I couldn't believe I was looking at a naked lady. And I took it home. And I kept it in my desk drawer. And I was probably in fourth grade, fifth grade, something like that.
God, that's young.
So I didn't even know what to do with it. You know, I would just pull it out and look at it. And, well, one day, maybe 2 weeks later, I came home from school. And I went to the desk drawer. And I looked in there. And it was gone.
Oh,
and my stomach just sank because I knew that meant my parents had confiscated it.
Oh.
So they were turning my room every couple weeks, apparently.
You didn't know this.
And
you
didn't
know that
the
warden was turning.
I had no idea. And nothing was ever brought up about it.
You're kidding me.
You can't talk about that.
They never. I thought they were going to bring it up to me at dinner or come in and talk to me about it, but they just confiscated it, never said anything about it, which was worse because then
it's always hanging over
your head. Always hanging over.
You knew that they knew.
Yeah.
And I think
what you were up to.
I brought it up to them. Like 30 years later, and they had no memory of it.
Really?
Yeah.
Blocked
oh,
it
I
out.
Bet they did. Yeah. That's they're like, you never say a word to him about that.
Right.
Have you ever tried to go back and find that picture?
No, but I would love to. Jobs. I'd love to talk to that model. I wonder what she's up to these days.
Yeah.
She's probably with your
Ask
bus
her
driver.
If she remembers you. If you ever get a hold of her.
Coke with your bus driver.
Yeah, hanging out with Carl doing cocaine.
Wow.
I wish I knew what magazine that was we even found. I remember the photo shoot. It was too... women in leather and dominatrix type stuff, and one was utilizing a croquet mallet.
What?
Yeah.
I'm sure it was German.
Yeah, it was stuff like that. What's with the Germans and the Axis powers, I think, have weird sexuality.
Yeah.
That's what they had in common.
Yeah.
Hey, y'all want to start a war?
Hey, we like
the
same
stuff. Not
the
war's over. Let's do weird sex stuff.
Let's start a war together.
You know... Uh-oh. About that device that lowered and raised you have.
Is it should it harbor freight now?
If it did get squeaky like you guys have been laughing about, there'd be another use for the lubricant.
Fair point.
He's correct.
Fair point, Norm.